The Gemara on Daf Hey Amud Beis, in discussing the Melacha of Haitzah, which, as we have discussed many times, means either carrying, making Akira or Hanacha, making Akira Rosh Hashayach and Hanacha Rosh Hashrabim, or vice versa, or also included in this Melacha is carrying Dalar Amis, carrying four Amis in Rosh Hashrabim, says Abaya, for who? Amud Lafash. Abaya says that the halacha, that if one is considered walking, is one is considered making a hanacha, is only in a situation if he was Amud Lafash. He stopped to rest. However, if one was Amud Lakasef, he only paused to adjust his package, that is not considered a hanacha. And therefore, if somebody took a package from Rosh HaYochid and walked into Rosh HaRabim, where he only paused to adjust the package on his back, and then he walked back into Rosh HaYochid, he's not over from Malachas Haitzah Midiraisa, because he did not perform a full-fledged Tanacha in Rosh HaRabim. On the other hand, if somebody carried an object two Amis in the Rosh HaRabim, and he stopped before continuing to carry it another two Amis, again he would be Potter if he stopped Lofush. He wouldn't be Chayiv Midaraisa, because he did not carry four Amis in the Rosh HaRabim. However, if the person, if in the middle of walking with this package, four Amis in the Rosh HaRabim, only stopped L'Kateif, to adjust his package, then he would be chayiv, because that would be considered as if he walked a continuous four amma walk. So as we discuss the halacha of oymed lekatef and oymed lofush, we obviously have to try to understand what does oymed lekatef and oymed lofush mean. Duran, here in the Gemara, makes a very interesting point. He says that if somebody puts down the package, but he put it down lekatef, he put it down because he just wanted to be able to adjust himself, but he didn't just put it down, he didn't just stop with the package on his back, so to speak, but he actually put down the package on the floor, that would not be considered oymed lekatef. The Chazon Ish, in Eirech Chaim, Simen Samech Beis, Ois Dalid, is not so convinced that that is the halacha. In fact, the Mishnah Brura in the Shar HaTzion, in Simen Shin Mem Tes, Sif Katan Yod Ches, says that the only thing that we can that could be considered oymed lekatef, the only situation that could be considered oymed lekatef is if he stopped to actually fix the package. Any other reason than just to adjust the package, according to the Mishnah Brura, is classified as a situation of oymed lofush and would be considered a full-fledged hanacha. And sometimes, as we learned in our introductory remarks, that would be a kula, or that if you're walking for dal amos or shusarabim, or it would be a chumra if you're carrying from shusayach to shusarabim, or vice versa. So the Mishnah Brura has a very limited definition of what oymed lekatef means. The Mishnah Brura's definition of oymed lekatef is only if someone is stopping to adjust the package on his back. And as I said, this question of what oymed lekatef means and what oymed lofush means has many, many very significant halachic ramifications. As I said, if somebody discovers that he carried from his Rishus HaYochid to Rishus Rabbim. So the thing that he should not do is just impulsively drop what he's carrying, because that would be considered a Hanochan Rishus Rabbim. What he should do is carry the item without stopping back into the Rishus HaYochid from where it was originally taken, because by doing so, he is avoiding the Melacha of Eitzah, because he didn't do a Hanochan Rishus Rabbim. But this would only be a good suggestion if the person did not yet stop in the Rishus Rabbim. If he already stopped in the Rishus Rabbim when he realized that he's carrying something, the item that he's carrying should be immediately put down where he's standing, because on the contrary, now bringing it back into Surah Yochid would constitute a new act of Eitzah. But if he merely stopped to adjust his load, then it's not considered a Hanocha, and what he should then do is indeed go back to Rosh Hashanah Yochid rather than drop the item in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So therefore we need to know, if he stopped, what is that stop? Was it an Oymed Lekatev, or was it an Oymed Lofush? And there are a number of other situations that the Rishonim and Achronim discuss with carrying, what is a nafkamina, if it was Oymed Lekatush, or Oymed Lekatev, Oymed Lofush. One question that I saw that the Maisa Rukeach discusses is, what would be the halacha if he had both intentions? He had an intention lekatev, and he had an intention lenuach. So how does the halacha look at that hanocha? Does it look at it like an oimed lekatev? Does it look at it like an oimed lenuach? Another question that I saw that the Sfas Emes discusses is, what would be the halacha if somebody has something put on his shoulder and he walks immediately after it's put on his shoulder? Because we know that in order for something to be considered, in order for an act to be considered an Akira has to take place after Hanocha. And the question is, if somebody was only Noch because he was Oymed Los Lekatev, is that considered that he was in a status, in a category of Noch, that if he walks afterwards, it would be considered a situation of Akira? Or, in order to be considered an Akira, it must take place after Hanocha, which is a Hanocha of Lenuach, but a Hanocha Lekatev would not, Hanocha Lofush, but a Kira that takes place after Hanocha, which was only Lekatev, would that be considered an act of an Akira or not? I saw that the Sfas Emes and the Har Tzvi both asked this question. And perhaps in order to be able to answer this question, we need to understand how to look at Oymed Lofush and Oymed Lekatev. The way I saw, and I saw that the Sefer Shor Mitzion Balocha here on Daf Hei Amud Beis really develops this question as perhaps Machloikis Rishonim. One way of looking at Oymed Lenuach or Oymed Lekatev or Oymed Lofush Oymed Lekatev is to look at the actual situation. Did I stop because I wanted to stop? That's an Oymed Lofush. Or did I stop because I had to stop? I had to adjust the package on my back. But it wouldn't be limited to just adjusting the package on my back. It would actually involve any situation where I stopped, not because I wanted to stop, not because I chose to stop, but because the situation, the circumstances, forced me to stop. The best example that I could come up with, and this is actually discussed by the Achronim, is if somebody stops because of a red light. comes to the corner and he's carrying something. He didn't, and he stops because there was a red light. So we can't say that he voluntarily stopped. He stopped because he had to stop. There was a red light. How do we look at that stop? Do we look at it as an oimid lofush, or do we look at it as an oimid lakatef? If we say that what oimid lofush means, that I stopped voluntarily, and oimid lakatef means that I didn't stop voluntarily, then the red light is also not a voluntary stop, and therefore it should be considered in the category of oimid lakatef. But there's another way, perhaps, of defining oimid lofush and oimid lakatef. I look at what is my goal. And what the Gemara, what Abaye is teaching us is that oimid lakatef, if my goal in stopping is to help the carrying, is to make the carrying a doable carrying, that I'm stopping because the package is hard on my back, and therefore I have to adjust it because I just can't carry it any other way. So then the definition of oimid lofush and oimid lakatef is not dependent whether it's voluntary or involuntary. It depends on, is the stopping on behalf of carrying? If I stop because that's how my carrying will be enhanced, that's considered not stopping. Whereas if I stop because it has nothing to do with the package I'm carrying, although I stopped involuntarily, I stopped at the corner because of the red light, but my stopping had nothing to do with the carrying. I didn't stop because that stopping enhances my carrying, makes it easier for me to carry the package. And has nothing, the stop at a red light has nothing to do with the package. And as long as the stopping has nothing to do with the package, even though it's involuntary, it will be in the category of oimid lofush. That is how we can develop this question. As far as the question of stopping for the red light, it is actually a machlokes achronim. Reb Moshe in Chelek Or Chaim, Chelek Hey, Simen Chof, Simen Chof Ches Ois Beis, says that stopping at a red light is considered oimid lofush. The Shmirah Shabbos Kol Chosoi in Perek Yud Ches Ha'orah Reish Lamed Zayin quotes Rav Shlomo Zalman and says that that isn't considered oimid lofush. I had to stop because I was in such a situation, and that would be considered oimid lakatef. And the Machlokes is dependent on the two ways that we've described what oimid lofush, oimid lakatef is. Another example that I saw that the Paiskin mentioned where would be a nafkamina. Let's say someone is carrying a package and he's wearing shoes and his shoelaces get untied. So he stops to untie, to tie his shoelaces. Would that be oimid lofush, oimid lakatef? It's not a voluntary stop. I didn't stop to rest. I stopped in order to tie my shoes. But on the other hand, it has nothing to do with the package. Although I did see that there are poskim that suggest that even if we hold that oimid lofush has a much, oimid lakatef has a much more limited definition, it could be stopping to tie one's shoes is in the category, according to everybody, of oimid lakatef. Because, as we just said, even the one who has the more limited definition of oimid lakatef, his definition of oimid lakatef is that if you're stopping in order to enhance your carrying. It's difficult to carry something when you're walking with untied shoes. So if you stop to tie your shoes, that's in order to enhance your carrying experience. And if you're stopping in order to enhance your carrying, everybody will agree that that is oimid lakatef. But this discussion that we have now, is that we're having now, is actually relevant to another shaila that the Paiskim discuss. The Shulchan Aruch in Simen Reish Samach Vav, Aruchayim Simen Reish Samach Vav, Sif Zion speaks about a situation where Misha Hichshlach Bederech, if somebody's walking on Friday afternoon and he discovers that he's carrying, what should he do? And the Shulchan Aruch says that if there's two people carrying together, they should trade off carrying the package. But the Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Zion, Im ein imoy shum echad mikol elu, he doesn't have another person or other suggestions that are mentioned there in the Shulchan Aruch that we will speak about later in the Masechta. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Yotal tenor pachas pachas me'aber amis. He should carry whatever he's carrying that he can't leave where it is, less than dalar amis at a time. Because as we began this year, the issur of carrying Rishus Rabbim is when you're carrying 4 amis at a time. Says the Mishnah Brura in Sif Yod Ches, Pachs Medalar Amis, V'yamid Lofesh Benetayim Rega Achad Lahafzik Benehem. How do you break up walking 4 amis at a time? Says the Mishnah Brura, stop every 2 amis or so, Oymed Lofesh, because as we've described in our Gemara, V'hanoches Gufoy Tanoches Chayfetz, by stopping, that makes a new Hanocha. V'afagav, says the Mishnah Berurah, the Ein Oymed Ben Atayim L'Tzarech Atzmai. He's not really stopping because he wants to stop. L'Nuach Tzav, because he wants to take a rest. The reason he's stopping is Kadesh Lo Ya'avir Dal Amos Bas Achas. I just don't want to be over the Isser of carrying 4 Amos in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Afil Hachi Mikri Oymed Lofosh. It's still considered Oymed Lofosh as long as they stopped. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, quoting the Rebbeinu Yerucham that the Taz brings down, says the Mishnah Berurah, V'yesh Oymrim, says the Mishnah Berurah, V'yesh Machmirim, Shetzorach Tafka Leishi Benetayim, Olaniach HaChefetz HaGavakarka. Just stopping isn't good enough. You have to really make a full-fledged stop. Why? So the way the Magen Avraham and the other Achroinim explain the opinion of Rebbeinu Yerucham is that Oymed Lofush, here we take the other extreme. Oymed Lofush means that you're indeed stopping to rest. But if you're Oymed Lofush only because you don't want to be over the Isser of carrying Dalet Amos Brishus Rabim, that isn't called Oymed Lofush. Oymed Lofush means that you're stopping because you want to rest. You're coming to stop because it's for you. Here you're not stopping because it's for you. Here you're stopping because the Halacha wants you to stop. So you shouldn't be over the Aveira of carrying Dalet Amos Brishus Rabim. So stopping isn't good enough. That's not called a voluntary stop. And you have to make a much more significant stop than just making a stop, and even if you're not adjusting a package. So actually what we're learning in this year is because we're dealing with such serious Isurim, carrying on Shabbos, Dalet Amos Rosh Hashanah Rabim, or carrying Rosh Hashanah Yochim Rosh Hashanah Rabim, we have to be machmer, it seems, for both tzedadim. On one hand, we can't just suggest that every situation where I stop, unless it's to adjust the package, should automatically be considered Oymed Lofush. If I stop because it's an involuntary stop, or I stop because I don't want to be Oyver Naveira, I won't be ready, it won't be automatically be considered Oymed Lofush. But that's only when it's going to create a Kula. When it's going to create a Chumra, we have to be Machmer. In other words, we have to be Machmer for both Stodim. That Oymed Lofush could be considered Oymed Lofush only if it's voluntary and it's for a complete rest. Then and only then can I be considered Oymed Lofush. And Oymed Katif the other way. But we always have to take the more stricter interpretation of Oymed Lofush, Oymed Lekatev. Otherwise, we would have a very strong shail of an Isser. Which this question, parenthetically, if you're stopping, that the Mishnah Berurah, quoting the Rebbeinu Yerucham, says that if you're stopping, not because you want to stop, but you're stopping in order to avoid an Isser, it's not so simple that it's considered stopping, comes up in other areas of Halacha. Let's say someone is eating. The classical example, if somebody's eating Yom Kippur And the halacha is, if at all possible, if you need to eat on Yom Kippur, but you can't, but you, it's possible for you to eat pachas mikashir, less than the kashir of a kesevis at a time. So there are achrayim that suggest just eating less than the shear and stopping and then eating again may not be good enough, because your stopping is not considered stopping for a, because you stopped to eat. You're stopping because you don't want to be over an Isser. And the Rabbeinu Yerucham is teaching us that stopping just because you don't want to be over an Isser is not considered stopping. However, I saw that Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach in the Shaios HaTshuvos Smicha Shlomo, Chelek Aleph, Simen Chof Aleph, Sif Beis, says that on Yom Kippur this wouldn't be an issue. Because as we know, the Shir Achila on Yom Kippur is not the regular Shir Achila that we have everywhere in Halacha, which the Shir Achila is a Kazayis. On Yom Kippur, the Shir Achila is a Kosevis. And the Gemara Masechta Yuma explains why is the Shir Kosevis. Because on Yom Kippur, the Torah writes the Nisem es Nafshu Seichem. The Torah says that you should be in pain. And as long as you didn't eat in Kosevis, you didn't have Yisuvei Data. You didn't have Yishuv Hadas. That's what the Gemara says in a number of places, particularly Masechta Yuma. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, it doesn't make a difference why I stopped eating in the middle of my meal on Yom Kippur. If I didn't eat a kesevis in one sitting, if I didn't eat a kesevis without interruption, I won't have the Yishuv Hadas. And in Yom Kippur, the only factor to take into consideration is Yishuv Hadas. And therefore, even if I stopped just in order to avoid an Isser, it would still be considered that I stopped. In fact, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach goes on to say that even if we'll be concerned for what the Mishnah Berurah, quoting the Rebbeinu Yerucham, says, that we are concerned that if you're stopping only because you don't want to be over an Isser, that isn't considered a real stop, that may be only when it comes to carrying on Shabbos. Because it's very clear in our Gemara that stopping, that there are different rules and there are different categories of stopping when we speak about carrying on Shabbos. But, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, when it comes to eating, it doesn't make a difference why I stopped. If I eat with an interruption, it isn't considered that I ate. And therefore, maybe even if we'll be machmir for Rebbeinu Yerucham, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, when it comes to eating, there any stop, no matter what the reason I stop in the middle, is considered a valid stop, that I should not be have been considered that I ate in one shot, that I should be considered over for whatever area of halacha of eating we're discussing. But going back to our issue of oymed lofesh, oymed lekatef, what we've determined in this shiur is that no matter what, that we have to take both interpretations l'chumra that we established, that oymed lofesh may mean a voluntary stop, or oymed lofesh may mean a stop that's not to enhance my carrying. And oymed lekatef, we also gave two definitions. One definition is that it's an involuntary stop, and the other definition we gave of oymed lekatef is any stop that enhances my carrying experience. And as we discussed, since specifically when we're referring to a situation of a deraisa, we should always take the more stringent interpretation.